Okay, I want to start the Chabur tonight. I'm in the middle of Shloshim, so I didn't get into my mom's memory of Paris and Shkala. I want to talk about the topic tonight of being Kaddish with Chametz, that's Aser Midrabban. Okay, so let's learn the Gemara on Daf Chaf Aleph. We're doing the second parak. It's one line in Gemara. So the Mishnah says, "Aser Bahana, Avarzmana Aser Bahana." So once the time passes, it is Aser to have Hana from the Chametz. So the Gemara commenting on this line in the Mishnah says, "Pshita lo tzricha l'shar zerabanan." That even when it shows the Rabban, which means the 6th hour, no, it's Mina Torah, it's only Aser to have Hana after the Chatzot, which is the 7th hour. And the rabbi said that not only we're not allowed to get Hana, we're not allowed to get benefit from the Chametz during the 7th hour, but even during the 6th hour, Mida Rabbana. The Amarav Gidu Amarav, Kiya Bar Yosef, Amarav Yochanan. How do we know, what halacha do we have to indicate to us that chametz is aser b'hana midrabana? So he says, let's say a man is mikadesh an isha during the with chametz, that's kitei kordenaisa. Now, what the Rishonim explain is kitei kordenaisa is this type of wheat that doesn't ferment well, and that's called chametz nuksha. And that type of chametz is only aser midrabban. Min ha-Torah, you're allowed to eat this chametz. But the rabbis say, you're not allowed to eat this chametz. That's called chametz nuksha. So if a man takes chametz, which is only forbidden rabbinically, that's chametz nuksha, and he's mekadesh an isha, and with this chametz, and he says to her, you are mekadesh to me, ein choshen l'kedushin. The kedushin is invalid. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara is saying, we see that if a man is mekadesh in isha with chametz derabanan, it is not valid kiddushin. And then the Gemara is saying, well, just like if he's using chametz derabanan, the kiddushin is no good. Let's say he would use regular chametz, but the time is derabanan, like the 6th hour, and he's mekadesh in isha with chametz when it is only forbidden midrabanan, it is also ein choshen l'kiddushin. So the Gemara is making an analogy between chametz derabanan and chametz d'oraisa with the zman derabanan. Okay? Fine. That's the simple reading of this Gemara. So before I just go on to tell you how Rashi, this is the way the Rashi learns the Gemara, the main topic I want to discuss is being mekadesh in Isra with Yisurei derabanan. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Kiddushin. Let me just give you a little background. So the Mishnah in Kiddushin says that if you're mekadesh in Isha with Yisurei Hana, the Kiddushin is invalid. So we're talking about Yisurei Hana Minatar. It's the Mishnah on Nun Vavim Beis in Kiddushin. HaMekadesh, and it gives you a list. Orla, Klaya Kerem, Shor Nisko, Egla Rufa, Tzipor Mitzor, Seir Nazir, Petar Kamor, Basa Bukhalov, so these are all examples. We have lots of isur in the Torah that we're not allowed to eat. Food that's not kosher food. But we're talking about not only is the food not kosher, but the food is forbidden to derive any benefit. The most practical example today in Ogeri is basar bakalav, right? Basar bakalav, not only we're not allowed to eat basar bakalav, meat that was cooked with milk, right? Not only we're not allowed to eat that, but we're not allowed to even derive any benefit from it. And if a man will take basar bakalav and mekadesh an isha with this, you know, the meat that was cooked with milk, a cheeseburger, and he's mekadesh from McDonald's, okay? Or let's say a kosher cheeseburger, but just meat and cheese cooked together, and he's mekadesh an isha, then the Mishnah is telling you the kiddushin is invalid. That is, she's not married, okay? So if the Yisurei Hana is forbidden min ha-Torah, the Mishnah clearly tells you a woman is not mekudeshes. Alright? Is that clear? She's not married. Okay, the question that the Rishonim deal with, and that's the topic I want to discuss, is what about if the Yisurei Hana is only midrabana? Let's say the Torah says it's kosher, but the rabbi said you're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to derive benefit. Would the kiddushin be good or not? Okay? Now from our Gemara that I have just read to you, we would see to say, what? What would we conclude from the Gemara that we read in Pesachim? If a man is mekadesh with the Surei Hana Durabanan, would it be good kiddushin or not? How would you decide? You would say what?
Yes.
It would be good kiddushin? From the Gemara Pesachim? What would you say? Why? What's your proof?
We just said that it's not.
You see, the Gemara just said if a man is mekadesh with chametz that's aser midurabanan, then the kiddushin is no good. And then the Gemara also said if he's mekadesh her with chametz during the sixth hour, it's also no good. So lechora, the simple conclusion should be from the Gemara and Pesachim that not only if you're mekadesh and isha with isurei Torah is it invalid kiddushin, but even if you're mekadesh with isurei derabanan, it is also invalid. Correct? That would be the logical conclusion. Yes, Yonasan.
You probably get lechumra in this case.
What?
Yeah, we get lechumra.
Why? Why didn't you
lechumra?
There's
always a get lechumra in a case like that.
Why? The Mishnah doesn't say lechumra. The Mishnah says einu mekudeshes.
Okay.
So why do you need a get lechumra?
Because in many cases you have a suffix, it's a get lechumra.
Okay, fine. But lechora, fine. The simple reading of Gemara says ein choshen lekedushin. You're right. The Rishonim do say suffix and kudesh. But fine, the simple reading of Gemara, I would say it's nothing. Okay. And in fact, when the Rambam quotes this Gemara, HaMekadesh B'davar Shu'asar Bana, a man who's Mekadesh Anisha, with something that is forbidden to derive Hana, benefit, Kigon, Chametz B'Pesach, like Chametz, O Basar B'Chalav, Chiyosim, Mishari Surena, Einu Mekadeshes, V'afilu Haya Asar Bana Midivreyev, and the Rambam says, even if she's, if the object is Asar to get Hana, Midirabana, Kigon Chametz B'Shashishis, like during the sixth hour, Eina Mekodesh. The Rambam doesn't say Safek. The Rambam says she's not Mekodesh. It's interesting that what you said, because there are Rishonim who say that. But the Rambam says Eina Mekodesh. That means no Safek at all. All right? Is this clear?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, what's interesting is that the Rosh says, you're right, from the Gemara and Pesachim, I would conclude that there's no difference whether he's using Yisurei Hana that is forbidden from the Torah, or whether he's using Yisurei Hana that is forbidden from the Rabbanan, the Kiddushin is invalid, right? However, says the Rosh, I have a Gemara in Kiddushin that seems to contradict this. So where's the Gemara? I'll read you the Gemara. The Gemara says, on Daf Nun Ches in Kiddushin, as follows. Tanya, HaMekadesh BePeter Chamor. A man is Mekadesh with Peter Chamor. So Peter Chamor is the, you know, the firstborn from the Chamor. Right? They're supposed to redeem, right? Fine. Bebasa, you know, you switch it for the sheep, right? You don't
the
give
first,
the, right. What you do is you switch the Chamor, the donkey, to the sheep and you give it to the Kohen, he brings it as a car. Okay, Basa Bechala, or if a man is Mekadesh a woman with Basa Bechala, or Hulin Shanishkatu Bazara, Rabbi Shimon Omri Mekodeshes, V'chachamim Omri Einu Mekodeshes. So Rabbi Shimon holds that in all these three cases, he holds Basa Bechalav is not Aser Bana, Peter Chamor is not Aser Bana, and Hulin Shanishkatu Bazara, that means kosher meat, but that you know, when we eat meat, so the Shochet shechts the meat. But what he did was he shechted this animal, this cow, in the Beis HaMikdash. Now in the Beis HaMikdash you're only supposed to do sacrifices. But this was not a sacrifice. That's called chulin. It was not a korban. It was a regular kosher animal that was slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's not allowed. So Rav Shimon says, Mikodesh is because Rav Shimon says, Alma chulin shenishka tu bazar, Rav Shimon lav deraisi. Rav Shimon holds that the Iser of slaughtering non-sacrificed meat in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only forbidden midrabanan, and that's why she's Mekudeshes. Because if Rav Shimon would say that it would be an Iser Minat Torah, she should not be Mekudeshes like everything else. So from the fact that Rav Shimon says Mekudeshes, must be that Rav Shimon holds that Hulin Shenishka to Bazara, this Iser is the Rabbanan. So the Rosh says, what do you conclude from this Gemara? that if you're Mekadesh with Yisurei Derabanan, she is Mekudeshes. So the Rosh says, I have a stira from the Gemara in Kiddushin to the Gemara in Pesach, right? That's the kasha the Rosh has. So the Rosh says, I'll give you the following answer. He says, there's several ways to answer this kasha. The Rosh gives the following. The Rosh in Kiddushin on the second parak says like this. He says, there's a difference between two types of Derabanans. If the Derabanan has some sort of base from the Torah, in other words, the Torah, for example, Chametz bePesach. Everybody agrees Chametz during Pesach is Asur Min HaTorah. It's a Pasuk in the Chumash, right? Right? You're not allowed to eat Chametz, right? And Chametz is Asur Ba'anah. So when the rabbis added this Isur during the sixth hour, what did they do? They extended the Torah concept to Derabanan. So when the Derabanan is an extension of the Torah, right? In that case, we say that it's considered like the Torah and the Kiddushin is invalid. Okay? However, if Rav Shimon holds Hulin Shenishka to Bazara is Lav Doraisa, there's no basis for it in the Torah whatsoever. If it's a pure Derabanan without being an extension of the Torah, then the Kiddushin would be valid. That's how the Rosh reconciles this contradiction. Okay? Now this is going to be one approach. We're going to see that there's going to be three shitas harishonim how to learn this sugya that I'm going to discuss tonight. The Rosh is going like the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. This is the first approach. Okay? The second approach is the Rambam. Clearly, the Rambam doesn't make any distinction between ki ein doraisa, not ki ein doraisa, right? He just says derabanan, afilu derabanan. He doesn't distinguish or qualify what type of derabanan. So presumably he means all derabanan. So obviously the Rambam disagrees with the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. Is that clear? So the kasha is, how will the Rambam reconcile the stira? So the Ran and Kiddushin gives a different answer. The Ran says a very simple answer. Says, must be that if Rav Shimon holds that Hulin Shenishka to Bazara Lav Daraisa, that means when the Rabbanan assert Hulin Bazara, they only assert it with Achila, they didn't assert it Bahana. If the Torah would forbid Hulin Bazara, then it would be assert Bahila and Hana. But the fact that the rabbis assert it, it must be it's only Asur Be'achila and not Hana. That's how the Ran answers this year. Okay? Very simple solution. Okay? So we have a fundamental machlokas. I've quoted to you how Rishonim explained the Gemara.
This is only Shitas Rosh Shimon.
That's right.
You could say, right.
You understand, you're making a good point. You could say Rav Shimon disagrees and the Gemara in Pesachim is a different opinion. Yeah, sure. That's another logical point. A simple way, of course. That's another way of answering. That's a good point. Right, for sure. Okay, so be that as it may, so to speak, that's more of the technical issue, how to reconcile the Gemaras. I'm more concerned in terms of the Lumdus right now. So the theory behind it, let me just start trying to explain what the argument is, that you see the fundamental machlokas that according to the Rambam, it makes no difference what type of Derabanan it is. We equate the Derabanan in the Torah, and in both situations, the Kiddushin is invalid. Okay. Tosu says you must have a connection to the Torah itself. So let me try to analyze this machlokas, and then I'll get to, there's one more shita, and that's Rashi. So we're going to have three shitas harishonim, how to address this approach of Derabanan versus Doraisa. How does the relationship work together? So in terms of Rabbeinu Tam, I'm going to try to show you, I'm going to quote something that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he said in Shir. He said many times that according to Tosos, Tosos uses a concept called defining a Doraisa category. Okay, let me just present to you an example how Rav Aaron said it. For example, we have a famous Gemara by Meiz Bala. So the Gemara usually says that if in order to testify any issue relating to marriage, that's called Davar Shebe'arva, and any issues dealing with marriage, you need two witnesses. For example, when a man marries a woman, you need two witnesses, right? Two kosher edim. However, there's one exception, and that's called Meis Bala. That means if we want to prove that a husband died, it's enough to trust one witness. You don't need two witnesses. It's an exception to the rule. The question is, how does that mechanism work? So it's a difficult question, but Tosu says, Yesh Koach B'Yad Chachamim L'Akor Davar Min HaTorah. The rabbis have the authority to change the Torah. The Torah says you need two witnesses. The rabbis could say, don't worry, one witness is enough. Okay? So the way Rav Arnon Soloveitchik explained the Tosa, I mean to say like this. The rabbis have the right to redefine the Deraisa category. Min HaTorah, the category is two witnesses in order to define whether she's married. The rabbis could say testimony of one witness is sufficient. Okay? This is just one example. We have other examples. For example, Rav Arnon quoted a Tosa's Yivamos Legabe Meis Legabe being Mitame. So if a man is Mekadesh a girl who is a Ktana and her father died, so her mother or her brother can marry her. That's called Kiddushei Derabbanan, right? And the husband, who is a Kohen, if she dies, goes to the cemetery to bury her. Okay? So a regular husband who is a Kohen can go and bury his wife, because that's Din Min HaTorah. It's one of the seven relatives. He's a Kohen, if he's not a Kohen Gadol, is Metame for one of the Sheva Krovim. The problem is, but that's only if she would be married to him in a Torah. But when the mother or a brother marries a little girl before the age of Narus, if she's less than 12, that's the Rabbana. The whole marriage is the Rabbana. So how can the Kohen violate an Isur Min HaTorah, where the Torah forbids the Kohen to go to the cemetery, Min HaTorah, and the rabbis tell him, go Mitame for her? How can the rabbis tell him to violate an Isur Min HaTorah? So the Tosus says, Asur Kimeis Mitzvah. The din is that a Kohen could certainly be Mitame for a Meis Mitzvah. But a Meis Mitzvah means somebody who has nobody to bury him. So on a Durabanan level, they extended, this is how Rav Arnon explained in Shir, the Rabbanan extended the Deraisa category of Meis Mitzvah. Really, Meis Mitzvah means if there's nobody to bury him. But the rabbis extended it even in the case of a Kiddushei Ktana, where the husband was married to her Midurabanan, and they said that also falls into the rubric of the definition of a Meis Mitzvah, and that's why the Kohen can be Mitamiper. That's how Tosu explained it. So this is a general principle that the Tosus has throughout Shas, that the rabbis have the right to redefine the Deraisa category. So I'm going to use this concept as well over here, that the reason that Tosus requires that there be a Derabanan Ki Ein Deraisa, like the Rosh explained, is because the rabbis are going to extend the Deraisa category, meaning Min HaTorah only if it's real comments, or if it's comments that's Asher after the seventh hour. And the rabbi said that even if it's comments Nuksha, or if it's during the sixth hour, we extend the Deraisa category, and therefore we include that to be called comments. But without extending the Torah concept, we have no right that the Rabbanans in no way can relate to the Torah. If Min HaTorah she's married, then how can the rabbi say she's not married? Do you follow? Okay, this is the first approach, the approach of Tosfos. Okay? The Rambam doesn't require that at all. So the Rambam seems to say that the rabbis can interfere into the Torah. And if the rabbis say that this chametz is asur to get benefit, then she's not Mekudeshes, because if you cannot use anything with this chametz, because the rabbi says it's Asur B'Hanah, does it really make a difference whether the rabbi says it's Asur B'Hanah or the Torah says? If it's Asur B'Hanah, means I can't do anything with it. It's not useful to me. It doesn't have any value. So once it doesn't have any value, that's also sufficient to invalidate the Kiddushin. The problem is, this is the very general question, when does the Rabbanan have an effect on the Torah level, or when do we say that the Rabbanan does not have an effect on the Torah level? For example, the Rambam himself writes that if a person does an Isur, for example, let's say Pasula Avis. So if a person violates an Isur Min HaTorah, which is Chayav Malkus, he becomes Pasula Avis Min HaTorah. he is not a kosher witness. What about if he violates an Isur Derabanan? So is he kosher Eidus min HaTorah? Or he's certainly not kosher Eidus min Derabanan. But would he be a valid Eid min HaTorah? Or do we say once he violates an Isur Derabanan and the Rabbanan do not recognize him as an Eid, so does that then mean that the Torah also does not recognize? So the Rambam clearly distinguishes, and he says if he's only violating Isur Derabanan, min HaTorah is still a kosher Eid. And it's only the Rabbanan that the Eidus is invalid. So the question is, this is a very general question.
You can argue it's different.
So this is a general question. When do we say that the Rabbanan has an impact, has an effect on the Torah, that the Torah will recognize what the Rabbanan are legislating? And when do we say that they're disjoint? This is the, seems to be a contradiction.
By Kedushin, it's different because
why?
Because that's a functional question. Is does the Kedushin, the Kedushin have a
purpose? Right, exactly. This is how Rav Elchanan explains it. Rav Elchanan, in his Kobetz Biurim on the Sheif Shmait, explains what you just said, Jonathan. That it's a question, is it an intrinsic definition or is it a functional definition? If it's a question whether you can use it or not, it makes no difference whether you cannot use it based on what the rabbi said or based on what the Torah said. Practically, I can't use it. So let's say Lagabe Kiddushin. If the money is not useful because it's Asher Bahana, doesn't make a difference who is the one who tells you not to use it. It doesn't have value. However, if something is defined not in terms of its use, but in terms of its intrinsic definition, such as in the case of whether you're a kosher aid or not a kosher aid, it's not a question of usefulness, but just rather intrinsically, are you an aid or not? So the Torah's definition and the rabbi's definition are disjoint. Okay? This is the second approach, the approach of the Rama. Okay. Now we finally come to the third sheet of how to understand. Oh, and I should say one more point before I go to Rashi. And so finally we come to Shitas Rashi, okay? Rashi is the third way of how to understand this Gemara. First of all, Rashi is like the Rambam, he doesn't require any Doraisa, it could be complete Darabana. But there's Rashi adds one very important statement, and this is Rashi in Psachim on Dav Zayin. This Gemara that I just read, not only is in our Adav, Chafalef Amud Beis, but there's a similar Gemara on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says like this. The Amar of Gidu Amar of Kiya Bar Yosef is quoting that same statement. Amara, HaMekadish Mishay Shau Sulmala, a man who is Mekadish a woman during, it's not clear what the word Mishay Shau Sulmala means, but Rashi understands means, it means during the 6 hour, the beginning of the 6 hour. Filu Bikite Kordonaisa, which means it's the Zman Durabanan and it's the Chametz Durabanan. So Rabbeinu Tam says it has to be one or the other. While Rashi says, no, it could be both Durabanan. And still, Einu Mikudesh. Okay? Is this clear?
The Zman that the Chametz is the, not kosher.
Right. I mean, the Chametz is not... The right. The Zman is not good, and but it's only Midurabanan. Because it's the 6 hour. And number two, the chametz is only not kosher midrabanan because it's chametz nuksha, according to the way Rashi understands. This chametz is not real asur minatar. So I'll read you the Rashi. Very interesting. Rashi is the third approach to this topic. Okay? This is going to be the final approach. So Rashi said, I'll just read the relevant words of Rashi. V'afogav. The Asi Isur Hanas Chametz Durabanan Deshesh. This Isur is only Midurabanan. Vumafka Kiddushei Torah. Which means Rashi says, Min HaTorah, this woman is married. But the rabbi said, she's not. So Rashi says, how did the rabbis do it? How is it that if Min HaTorah she's married, what power can the rabbis have to say that she's not married? So the Tosfos said the power is, because since the Chametz become Asur Bahana, it's considered to be like the Torah, and therefore the Kiddushin is invalid, right? The invalid, right? Is this clear? Because it's an Isur Hana Darabana. Rambam says any Isur Hana, even if it's not Kein Daraisa, then it's like something that's not worth value. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi has a completely different pshat. Listen to the words of Rashi. Hamitartinam b'kama duchtin. We say in many places in Shas, says Rashi, kol de mikadesh adaita de rabbanim mikadesh vehefker bezin hefker v'im yifkir mon. Rashi says no, a completely different principle. Really, it's not because it's the Isur Hana, the Rabbanan. But what the rabbi said is, we're going to invalidate the Kiddushin, because every time a man gets married, you know, he says, Kiddas Moshe V'Israel. So, Kol the Mekadesh, Audaz the Rabbanan Mekadesh. When you get married, you are getting married in conformity to the consent of the rabbis. And the rabbi said that the Kesef doesn't belong to him. So this is a third approach in our Gemara, right? The Tosus approach was because it's Asur Bahana, Midrabanan, Kien Doraisa. The Rambam's approach was even a pure Isur Hana is also invalid. You can't use this Kesef for Kiddushin or anything else. Rashi says, no, it's a specific halacha that's related to Kiddushin, and it will not work for anything else. Because Kol the Mekadesh, Aldaz the Rabban Mekadesh. The other Rishonim, the only other one who says this is the Balei Itur, Rashi and the Balei Itur, the only Rishonim who say this shot in the Gemara. Is this clear? This is a completely different way of reading the Gemara.
Sort of an intuitive answer if you understand. It's used elsewhere. It's deployed selectively.
Yeah, but Rashi is very difficult because Rashi is using an artificial halacha that's specific to Kiddushin and will not work for anything else. You know, if let's say instead of being Mikadesh the Isha, he would then use it to buy something, right? So Rashi would say, sure, the Rabbanim wouldn't stop that. It's only for Kiddushin because Kol the Mikadesh, Adas the Rabbanim Mikadesh. Do you follow that?
But they would have the Mikar Dina would be the person's property, which is a valid sale.
Right.
But, you know, you could say that, you know.
But the rabbi says, no good, but Minat Torah, it is
his.
Rashi is using.
No, but if you play Hefker Beis Nef, then also into someone works.
This is the problem with Rashi.
Oh, but some people hold that to play on.
Slow. You're going too fast. I have to spell everything out. Okay? Slow. The problem with Rashi is, if you're using Hefker Beis and Hefker, then why does Rashi have to resort to the Kol de Mekadesh? You follow? This is a very difficult Rashi. Everybody ask Kashas. And I'm going to try to answer this Rashi tonight. Okay? It's a very difficult Rashi. Right? If you use Hefker Beis and Hefker, I don't need Kol de Mekadesh. Right? And then it could work in other examples as well. But apparently Rashi says it will not work in other examples. Correct? Okay. So this is going to be my solution for Rashi. As far as Hefker Beis Din Hefker, Rashi cannot use this principle of Hefker Beis Din Hefker by itself. He must combine Hefker Beis Din Hefker with Kol de Mekadesh. Why? Okay? So I'm going to read you a Rashi in Baba Metzia, where Rashi, the Ktos quotes this Rashi, where Rashi has a general principle regarding the Rabbanan versus the Raisa. See, when the Rabbanan give you a certain kinyan of Hefker Beis and Hefker, they have this power. Does that make it yours Minat Torah or not? It makes it yours Mi the Rabbanan, but will it be yours Minat Torah? And from Rashi it's Mashma, even if Chazal using the principle of Hefker Beis and Hefker, that's not sufficient. Minat Torah, it's still not going to help. So that's why this is not sufficient, and Rashi has to combine it with the Kol de Mekadesh. Because Rashi says in Baba Metzia that if, according to Rav Yochanan, who holds Maus Konos, you can be buy Metaltulim with money. Midrabanan, Chazal said, you need Meshifa. Meshifa means you have to pull it. So let's say I want to buy your iPhone, right? So if I pay you, is it my iPhone? And let's say it breaks the next minute. So Minat Torah, it's my iPhone, and therefore that's it. I lose. But the rabbi said, until I take it, it's yours. Okay? So Rashi says, if I pay for this and you take this money in Mekadesh and Isha, Minat Torah, she's Mekadeshes, even though I didn't do the Meshicha yet. Because the rabbis and the Torah are two different worlds. You follow? So even though the rabbi said, no, it's not your money, but the Torah says it is. You follow? So this is a very important Rashi on Memches Amud Aleph in Baba Metzia, where Rashi says that we distinguish between Torah ownership and the Rabbanan ownership, and therefore I believe that's why Rashi and our Gemara cannot use Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Is this clear? Because even if you have Hefker Bezdin Hefker, it will not be sufficient to be yours for the purpose of being Mikadosh and Isha. Is this clear? Okay. Now, I just explained one half, why Hefker Bezdin Hefker is not sufficient. Now, the more difficult question is, why is Kol D'Mikdash not sufficient, and why do you need both? Right? So, to explain why Kol D'Mikdash is not sufficient, I'm going to give you the following theory. This is my explanation. I have an article on Beis Yitzchak on this. Okay? So, this is what I claim. There is a notion in the Gemara and Kiddushin where we have different language, different terminology of being Mekadesh a girl, right? So you could say, when traditionally, when a man gets married, he says, Hare at Mekudeshesli, right? You say the word Kiddushin. But we have other language to use, and that is Erusin. So we can use Erusin, we could say Kiddushin. They both mean the same thing, technically, but there's a difference, okay? So, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, what is the language of Kiddushin? Where do we get this language from, right? The translation of Kiddushin is Hekdesh, which means sanctity, right? So what does Kiddushin have to do with marriage? That's the question. So the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Asur la akulei alma ki Hekdesh. So when a man marries a woman, he makes her forbidden to everybody else, like Hekdesh. It's an analogy. Just like Hekdesh, you're not allowed to derive personal benefit. There's a restriction. So the woman has a restriction. She's not allowed to marry any other man. That's the language of Kiddushin. Is that clear? It connotes the concept of Iser. Okay? So, there is a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Zayin, where the Gemara, you're learning Kiddushin, right? You've learned Kiddushin.
Yeah.
You've learned Kiddushin. So the Gemara in Daf Zayin says, suppose a man says to a woman, Chetya Mekudeshesli, half of you should be married to me. Right? So the Gemara says, it's no good. So Gemara asks the Kasha, but wait, we have by Hekdesh, if a man is Makdish an animal, and he says half of the animal should be Kodesh, then the whole animal becomes Hekdesh. Why? Because that's called Hispashtus. So by being Makdish part of the animal, it spreads, and the whole animal becomes Hekdesh, and you can sacrifice. So the Gemara says, the same way you could do Hispashtus. By an animal, why can't you do it by Kiddush? And the Gemara says, Shani Hasam Das Acharis. You know, and a cow, you don't need consent of the cow. There's no Das on the cow. But when it comes to a woman, she didn't agree for the other half, and therefore you can't do Hispashtus. Okay, that's the Gemara. Tosa says, what's this idea of Hispashtus? Hispashtus, the Gemara has a special Gzeres Akaso when it comes to Hekdesh. How can we apply it to Kiddushin? It's apples and oranges, right? So Tosa says that because you used a lashon of Hekdesh, the same concept of Hekdesh that works by regular Hekdesh can apply to Kiddushin. So what you see from this Tosus is that Kiddushin and Hekdesh are the same. That when you're marrying a woman, there is a notion of sanctifying, of real Hekdesh taking place. So Rav Ochanan explains that there are two components to Kiddushin. There's the Iser, you're Asering her, that's the Lashon of Hekdesh. And there's the status, there's the Kinyan, that's the fact that she's married to you, that you establish Isha's relationship. So Rav Ochanan says, if you use the Lashon of Hekdesh, you are creating the Chalos Iser, which has an effect on the Kinyan. By doing the Chalos of the Iser of a woman being married to you, that has a net result, you know, a cause and effect of creating a Kinyan. If you would use the Lashon of Erusin, it's the reverse. You are creating a Kinyan that then causes an Iser. So it's just a question of what first and what second. But the bottom line, the conclusion is the same. Is this clear? So based on this Rav Ochanan, I'd like to explain the following idea. We have by regular hektish, the Gemara has in Shavuos and in Ksuvos, the Gemara has a concept called Lev Bezdin Masna. What that means is like this. Let's say people give donations. You know, today we have donations to shul, to a synagogue. I give donations. So in those days, when you have a Beis HaMikdash, they would give donations to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says they would have a fund that's called Lishkas, Trumas HaLishka. That's a fund for the collection. And using that money, they could use to buy Kalim for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, how can you use it? So the Gemara says, Lev Bezdin Masna. That the Bezdin declares that when the people give the donations, it is understood that it's going to be used for various purposes and utensils for the Beis HaMikdash. But in order to do so, the Gemara used the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna. That means the Bezdin can declare. Okay? So what I want to say is like this. The same way that the Gemara uses the concept of Lev Bezdin Masna to define what it means to be hektish, legabe donations, I would say the same thing by Kiddushin. I have proven to you from the Kitosis and Kiddushin that there's a concept of real hektish when you get married. So once we see that there's a connection between hektish and marriage, the same way that there's a notion of Lev Bezdin Masna when it comes to regular hektish, I am trying to claim the same thing will be true by Kiddushin. That there's a notion called Lev Bezdin Masna for marriage as well. You follow? And I think this is what Rashi understands by Kol de Mekadesh Audaz de Rabban Mekadesh. See, there are Rishonim who say Kol de Mekadesh Audaz de Rabban Mekadesh is like a T'nai. For example, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if a man says to a woman, I marry you, Al-Menashe Yirtza Abba, on the condition that our parents agree. So if the parents agree, they're married. If the parents don't agree, they're not married. So you could say, Kol de Mekadesh Al-Daz de Rabbanan is like a T'nai. I am marrying the girl on the consent that the rabbis approve. If the rabbis don't approve, we're not married. If you learn like that, there's no need for Hefker Bezdin Hefker. Because the rabbis don't approve, and who cares, right? Rashi, the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvos explains, Rashi does not learn like this. Rashi is not saying that Kol de Mekadesh Al-Daz de Rabban Mekadesh means I am marrying you as long as the rabbis approve. That's not the pshat. What it means is I am marrying you according to the institution of the marriage the way the rabbis have defined it. You follow? Not with the approval of the rabbis, but within the framework and the formality of how the rabbis want the Kiddushin to be made. You follow? Just like we have the concept of Lev Bezdin when it comes to donations. They define what it means to be a donation. And similarly here, they're defining for us what it means a Maise Kiddushin. Okay? So therefore, now you need the second component of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, because if the money that he's giving to her is something that belongs to him, so then the Maise Kiddushin is a good Maise Kiddushin. So the rabbis have to say, we declare that the money that he's giving does not belong to him. Therefore, the Maise Kiddushin, the formal act, is not recognizable and doesn't fit into the framework according to our regulations. And therefore, you have a Lev Bezdin Masna telling us that this whole ceremony of Kiddushin was not done properly. And therefore, she's not Mekudeshes. Do you follow what I'm saying? So that's why I am claiming, according to Rashi, you need both components, the Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and the Kol de Mekadesh Audaz de Rabban Mekadesh. So to summarize, just the three shitas that we have is, number one, we started with the shita of Tosos, who says that in general, as long as the Rabbanan is an extension of the Raisa category, then the Torah recognizes, and therefore we applied it in the case of Eid Echad by Meis Bala, by the Kohen being Mitame to his Isha Ktana, and similarly by Chametz, the Rabbanan, that's Ki'ein Doraisa. We have the Rambam Shita says it's a question of functionality. As long as the rabbis assur it and it's something related to usage, it will have an impact on the Torah, versus the case of Edim that are Pasu Midrabbanan, where it's a question of definition will not have an impact on the Torah, right? And finally, we have Shitas Rashi, which says it's a question specifically related to Kiddushin, that it's an institution of Leiv Bez and Masna that has to be defined the way the rabbis define. I have an interesting proof from a Rashi in Shabbos. Listen to this Rashi in Shabbos. We spoke about Miz Bala. So I told you how Tosus explains why we believe one witness. It's a very good question that many Rishonim ask. Why can we trust one witness to let a woman remarry when the Torah requires two witnesses, right? So the Tosha says, Yesh koach biyad chachamim. The rabbis can tell you violate what the Torah says, and I told you how Rav Aaron explained. Rashi in Shabbos on Kuf Mem He Amud Bey says, it's a famous Rashi, I'll read you the words of the Rashi. Le'edus isha lomar le'isha le'isha, an aid is believed to say to her to his wife, Meis balach, your husband died. The akilu barabanan, the rabbis were mako mishum iguna, in order that she shouldn't be an aguna. V'kol de mikadesh al das the rabbanan mikadesh v'afkinu rabbanan kiddushim minah. Again, Rashi uses this principle. You know why we're allowed to trust an Eid Echad? Because kol de mikadesh al das de rabbanan mikadesh. This is Rashi Shita in Shabbos. So the Sheif Shmaita says, but we have a din that the only time, he proves from a Gemara, that the only time we say that an Eid Echad is believed to say Meis Bala if the husband doesn't come back. What happens if the aid says, you know, in these things come up, like September 11th, so they trust the aid echad, or the Holocaust. You have a lot of these shilas, unfortunately, where you don't have the opportunity to have two witnesses, so we rely on one witness. So the question is, let's say the one witness says, yes, I know, lady, your husband died, okay? And let's say later, right, man, let's say she remarries. And let's say later, the husband shows up. Okay? There are cases like this, all right? What?
They kill him.
They should kill him. No, not exactly, okay? So the husband shows up. The question is, what do you do? So the Gemara says the kids are mamzerim. Okay? I'm afraid it doesn't work. So the question is, but according to Rashi, that shouldn't be true. If Rashi claims that the reason we believe in Eid Echad is because Lima Freya, the whole marriage wasn't Chal in the first place, because Kol de Mekadesh, Al Daz de Rabban Mekadesh, Vafkin Rabban Kiddushim Yineh, so what difference does it make whether the husband will come back later? Who cares? The Rabban were Mafkia the Kiddushim. You follow? So it's a very strong Kasha on the Rashi. But according to my explanation, it makes sense. Because what's pshat afkin rabbanan kiddushin mineh? If you go with this concept that the rabbi, it's not a question of consent, did the rabbis approve of the marriage. But it's a question of whether they defined or they recognized such an institution. So the only time the rabbis would recognize to say that the whole marriage was not a marriage, if the testimony was emes. But if it turns out that what the eid says was sheker, then the whole hafka was not a valid hafka in the first place. Because the rabbis are only going to be mafkia the kiddushin if it's based on a testimony that's true, that's emes. But if it turns out that what the eid said was not true, it's sheker, then the whole hafka was not a valid hafka. And therefore the kiddushin was a valid kiddushin. And memela, the kids are mamzer. You follow? So this is a raya to this approach of Rashi, that in general, kol de mekadesh al das rabban is not a question of consent, but it's a question of whether it's defined according to the Maase Kiddushin within the framework of the Chazal. Okay?